says in the beginning of Perek Azor, the Koimon, that's in the middle of Zochin, that the Midash HaKaron and Reshet Behem are slightly different when it comes to Roshes of Sufim with respect to Kodesh. The Gemara says, in Kol HaKaron Kulo Lameidim Lomid Ben HaLomid, except for Kodesh. Lomid HaLomid means that they learned that Din B was learned out from Din A. The Hekesh and the Rishavar, HaLachemer, HaShemkhamer, HaFusim. Now I want to learn out Din C from Din D. Then I want to learn Din D from Din C. Because the Hekesh and the Rishavar keep on going and going and going. But Kol HaKaron Kulo can keep on going. That's called Lomid Min HaLomid. I can learn a din from another place, which itself is not written over there. It's only learned through a drasha from a different place. And kachin is the exception to the rule. And Mar has a long sugi there. How far do you go with this lamas and alamas? What if the both gerushava? Maybe it is good. What if the both kavachaimim? Maybe it is good. What if one is gerushava? One is kavachaimim. What if the first one? What if the second one? A long, boring sugi. The beginning of the Zanash, it goes on to a few blocks Gemara, it's an issue. But I'll call upon you see the Feirish from the Gemara, that Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Behem are different. In the area of Kachem, that shows that Kachem is a different area, a different Mikzoa. I'll feed in. Tosfos writes in the beginning of Zvachim on Daf Dalet that there's another difference between Kachem and Kol HaKaron Kulo, that in Kachem you have to have Shin all of HaKosim Liyakid. If you ever have a Kosim, let's say with respect to a Korban, it says when you bring a mincha, you have to have a solus blula b'shemen. It has to be mixed in with the shemen. What if you didn't mix in the shemen? What if you poured the shemen and you didn't stir, you didn't do blila? So the Mishnah says, boy, balal is also kosher, but the evidence is good. I would have said you have to have blila. So there are a lot of dinim like that, that are only the hatzila and not the evidence. So the Gemara has a klal. This klal only appears in the area of kosher. That you require, in order that it should be miyakev, you require that it should be shina olava kosu miyakev. It's repeated. If it's written twice, then it's miyakev. Rather by blila, zakashik. Blila says 100 times. So does mulul b'shem yidin yitra. So it's all the time. So tesis in yivam, which is bada, the tesis in midin, tesis in yivam, this place, the etakashin. How come the Mishnah says, loy b'olav as kosher? It says so many times that you need blila, that's more than shina olava kosu. It's written more than twice. The place says there must be a drasha somewhere. They don't know what it is. There must be a drasha somewhere that indicates that Lloyd Bolal is kosher. That's what Tosfos writes in Zlochim Dav Dava, that this klal, Shina Olav HaKosim Liyakev, only applies in the area of kosher. Others disagree with Tosfos. Through this phrase, Shina Olav HaKosim, Shina Olav HaKosim Liyakev, that it should be Liyakev, is only, if it's repeated, through that phrase is only appears in the area of Kachin, but the idea really appears in other Mesistas as well, in other areas too. Hazanish disagrees with that phrase. And the Pirish on the Mishnah is called the Mishnah Achreino on the Goyim. The last Perik in the Goyim, that's where the Hazanish is also. And Perik Yidal in the Goyim, the Hazanish and the Mishnah Achreino both disagree with that phrase. They hold that the principle, Hashina Olav HaKosu Liyake, it applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's just that sometimes it applies and sometimes it doesn't. It depends. It gives you a different flow. But they hold that this is not a difference in the Midrash HaTorah Midrashis Behem between Kachim and Kol HaTorah Kulo. But there certainly is a difference. The Gemara said the Pharisee that regarding Lomid Ben Alomid there is a difference. That shows that Kachim is clearly a separate area in Halacha. And the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra, one of the Tanoim comments about how important it is to learn the Zikin. That Zikin can make you clever, healthy, wealthy, and wise. What does he have? So much. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. I think it's the last Mishnah in Bava Basra. The last line in Bava Basra Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Harotu Sheyachkin. One wants to sharpen his mind. Yasek b'dini mamon. Shein l'chol mikzoya b'atoyra yoysa mehem. Behem kemayin hanaver. Haretz shiyasek b'dini mamon. If yishame shishimit benanis. Shimit benanis was an expert in mamonis. And b'dini nizikim is the sharpest area, sharpest mikzoya b'atoyra. So he sounds as if he's saying that this is alpidin also a mikzoya b'atoyra. Alpipashtus it is, certainly so. The kloli hapsak atak is different in nizikim. Then from Kol HaTorah Kulo, the din usually is that Seker Deraisa Lukum. The Mamanis, it's not so. The Mamanis, the din is that Safik Kamayna Lukula. And Tum of the Tara is also a different area. There we say that Safik Tum of the Shisayachid is Lukum, and Safik Tum of the Shisarabim is Lukula. That's what the Zonah Goyim is quoted. Now, there is Elio, they quote the Pirish and Kundit by the Zonah Goyim, written by the Talmidim. So they quote on the Pasik, Beidam ladam, beidin ladin, beinega lo nega. So these are the three mikzoyas batayra. You have dam ladam, is isa beheter. Rashi writes dam nido, dam tohar. Din ladin is din imamanis, beidin chayv and din potah. Nega lo nega is tum ladar. So these are three distinct mikzoyas batayra. One is mamanis, and one is mamanis nezikin. Say the nezikin is a separate mikzoy. And beidin ladin. These are not the only three mitzvahs. Kachin is another mitzvah. Al pidin the klali ha the midrashot are not just one different kachin. It's also a different mitzvah. Al pidin is a different mitzvah. As everyone pointed out, it's really a question: why did the Tanoim, why did Rebbe break the Mishnayos into six sedarim? He would have understood if he would have broken it into six sedarim as follows. Kachin is a separate seder that we understand, because Midrash HaTem and Midrash HaTem are different. That shows that it's a different mitzvah. Nezikin is taka a different mitzvah. The Kololi Hafsaka are different. Taris is a different mitzvah. Those we understand. But then the other three, namely Zroim, Moed, Noshim, it's questionable. Why did he break these into different sedarim and Mishnayim? It should have been as follows. It should have been Adin and Nefashis. Should have been Sanhedrin that has all that half of Sanhedrin that has Hilchos. Adin and Nefashis should have been a separate Seder, because the Gemara has, based on the pasuk the Yitzida Ho'ega, the Gemara has that in Sanhedrin a few places that the Midrash HaTorah and Midrash Abraham function differently when you're darshaning Pesukim and Adin and Nefashis than if you're darshaning in Kol HaTorah. You're always supposed to darshan Lekulam, because it says the Yitzida Ho'ega doesn't mean always darshan Lekulam. It means whenever there's a apostle, and you can either darsh in the kula or the chumrah, even though it's clearly convinced that the way the darsh is the chumrah, the chumrah. But if it's not that clear cut, and even though you have a slight kentiyas hadas to darsh in the chumrah, then the pasuk tells you he'd see the darsh in the kula. So we really should have had that Sanhedrin should have constituted a separate mikzoyah, should have been a separate seder. And really, Avodah Zarah should have also been a separate seder, because just like you say by Yitzilah Hu'eda that you always darshan the kula when it's in the area of being the Foshit, so too the Gemara says in Masechus Avodah Zarah on the Pasuk Shaketz Mishaksen and Mesayef Mesaven and Kecherem Hu. So the Gemara says that whenever you have a question how to darshan a Pasuk in Yoni Avodah Zarah, but it's also Bahanoam Mutamano, so the Gemara says you should always darshan the Chumrah. It means, again, it means like that. If it's very clear cut that the Roshan lends itself much more Lakula than Yidashan Lakula, but if it's not so clear cut, and it says in Shulchan Aruch that if he is the Moira HaRod, not so sure what the din is, he has the right to pass him based on a slight in Tiyas Adas. So if that's all you have is a slight in Tiyas Adas, if the slight in Tiyas Adas is Lakula, in an Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't do that. Then you should say Lakumi. And if it's din in the Roshas, if it's a slight in Tiyas Adas Lakumi, then you shouldn't darshan like that, you should go Lakula. So you have different areas where the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi then function differently. You have Kachim that functions differently, Lamim ben Alamik. You have Din and the Fashis functions differently. And then you have Avodah Zarah functions differently. So three of the Sidrei, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, we understand why they're different. Kachim is a separate Mitzoya, and Taras is a separate Mitzoya, and Zikin is a separate Mitzoya. But then all the others should really be included in Beidam Adam, into the Hetzim. You should have only singled out Sanhedrin should be, that's part of Sanhedrin that has been in the Pasha, should be separate Mitzvah, separate Seder, then you should have Avodah Zarah. Then you have Avodah Zarah, both part of the Zik. So you should have had Sanhedrin should be separate, because it has Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaTorah that are different than the area of being in the Pasha. Avodah Zarah has different. And then you should have had the six Seder Mishnayos, should have been all of Zeroyim, Moed, and Nashim. Should have been lumped into one. It would be very lopsided. You have one Seder Mishnah, same way lopsided, same way lopsided. Anyway, it's lopsided. So it would be a little more lopsided. But the Shaila Pidin, what does it represent? It's Yoy Moy Noshim. What does that represent? Does that respond to anything? I don't know. Anything. But Kochim is clearly a separate Mitzoya Batur. In Kochim, people get confused. Kochim Berek Abayis, they're different, Kedushas. There's Kochim Berek Abayis when someone donates money for the purpose of Berek Abayis. Berek Abayis means fixing the Beis HaMikdash, clean up, paint up, fix up, whatever is needed in the Beis HaMikdash. Then you have Kachim Mizbeach, money that people donate in order to bring Karbanis. Then within Kachim Mizbeach, you can have two categories. You can either have Kedushas Gufa Mizbeach, A kedusha is damim lamizbeh. A kedusha damim lamizbeh. Person puts away money. Well, he's not kedusha house, and his debt is the shiruction of the house, and the money that comes from the house should go towards purchasing a korban, whatever kind of a korban, korban oiva, korban shlamim, if he's chayv a chatos or lan a chatos. He can have kedusha damim lamizbeh. Then he can, if you separate the korban itself, that's going to be kedusha saguf lamizbeh. Kedusha saguf lamizbeh. The difference is kedusha damim. Kedusha Domim has pidyon. Kedusha Saguf Lamizbeach doesn't have any pidyon. And the other difference is between Kedusha Saguf Lamizbeach and Kedusha Domim Lamizbeach. After you already bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and you do the first avoda, namely the Shechita, so then the carbon has a deeper Kedusha. The Kedusha is enhanced, and it's not, the Merkabah HaMishnah points this out based on Gemara's, that not just you did the beginning, you're doing the beginning of the Hakrovas HaKarbon. No, when you do the first avoda, so it's no longer simply labeled as a kedushas haguf lamizbeach. Now it's called a kedushas korban, as a deeper kedusha l'may nafkimina. So one of the many nafkiminas is fascinating. Nafkimina is the Gemara has in the first parak in kedushin, of course, in other Gemaras in Kachim also. The Gemara has a machloikis, and we pass from the balichayim ein on midochim. It's a din of dichuri. There is a special din of dichuri, unique din of dichuri, that if you had a korban that was kosher, and then the korban became nifsal, and then the sefer hapsul disappeared. So now there's no longer any reason to say that the korban is pasul. Nonetheless, we learn that from a pasuk. It's a question where the pasuk is. The Gemara never tells you the pasuk. The place is in Yuma, it digs up a pasuk. The place is in Yuma, Perich Shnei Siret, digs up a pasuk. It's a good pasuk. So the Perich is a pasuk. So there is a din that even though the korban became nifsal temporarily, after the psul, after the seedless of psul disappears, and now you should be able to be makir the korban. So that's what we learn out from a pasuk called v'nidche idoche. Since it was temporarily not able to be offered as a korban, so you're never allowed to bring this korban again. But this din even applies if the psul is not intrinsic in the korban. Let's say not that the korban itself had a psul. So the psul was a zaktiv psul. I have a korban. I come to the Beis HaMikdash, and the mizbeach has to be square. What if the mizbeach is nifkam? One of the stones of the mizbeach falls out, and it's no longer meruba. It's no longer in the shape of a square. So if you'll be makir korbanos while at time, let's say you have no mizbeach at all, and you'll be zorek the dam on the floor. So it's no good. You have to be zorek the dam on the mizbeach. So if you have the mizbeach is temporarily out of commission, even though you can be zorek the dam over here, over there, whatever, but the mizbeach is not a kosher mizbeach because it's not the biriguo. It has to be meruba. So even though they'll fix the mizbeach later on, that korban, since there was an hour's time, half an hour's time, that it was unable to be offered, so that carbon is nifsal with the din of dichot.
The stone after you already shechted it
at this. Oh, so that's the machloekis hatanoim and the machloekis amoraim. Is this only after you shechted it, or do you say yesh dichot bebalichaim? You say eight dichot bebalichaim. You say yesh dichot bebalichaim. So the law in the first parak in Kiddush, we don't have so many bishanim on say the kachim. But they were kind enough to give comments on other areas of Gemara to explain the Yonim and Kachim. So the Ritzvah, the first Perek in Kedushin, has this fascinating idea. What if you bring a korban mincha to the Beis HaMikdash and you didn't do the kmitza yet? So he says the mincha after Kiddush Kli, the mincha before Kiddush Kli, doesn't even have Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Atahema and Ov, if I bring korbanos, either come from Bokot, Tzom, Behemoth, and Oifus, Torah of Bnei Yoyma, so Behemoth and Oif, if you magdash it, for Chatas and Oiva, whatever it's supposed to be, right away it gets a Kedusha Saguf Lamizbeach. What if you designate Yayin for Nisach HaYayin, you designate Shemen to mix into a Minchi, you designate Tolas, you designate flour to bring a korban? So the Mishnah says that these don't get a Kedusha Saguf until you have Kiddush Kli. You have to put it into a Kli Shoris. Up until the time that you put the Shemen and the Yayin and the Mincha into a Kli, it only has a Kedusha Zdamim Lamizbeach and it has Pidyon. It doesn't have a Kedusha Zdamim Lamizbeach. After you put it into the Kli Shoris, then it's endowed with the Kedusha Zdamim Lamizbeach and no longer has Pidyon. But it doesn't yet have a Kedusha Zkarbin until you do the Tchilas Avoida. Once you do the Kmitza, that's the first Avoida. Once you do the kmitzah in the korban mincha, that's parallel to doing the shechita in the korban behema or the malika in the korban ha'oif. So once you do the first avodah in the mincha, so then the mincha will be endowed, the whole mincha, the komet with the shirai, will be endowed with the kedushas korban, not just the kedushas guf lamizbeach. And then it will be roi to have a psul of dichui. That's what the Ritva says. Just like we pass the Mahalach, the Balei Chaim and the Nidachim, means Balei Chaim means before Shechita. It doesn't mean because they're alive and walking around. So what? So Gichud can't be chal on live animals? No, he says that's not the word. The word is because before you do the first Davaido, so it doesn't yet have Kedushas Karban. So it's like it's Chol. There's no Dichud on Chol. There's only Dichud on Behemoths and Kedushas. So if the Behem only has, let's say, Kedushas Domin, Lam is there. A guy has a horse or an elephant. And he's makdish the horse or the elephant towards the Karban Oilah. That doesn't mean he's going to bring the horse or the elephant. It means he has a Kedushas Domin, Lam is there. They're going to auction off the horse or the elephant, get money. Then with the money, they're going to buy a Bokum and Ton, they're going to buy a Behem or an Oilah, whatever it's going to be. So the horse or the elephant will have a Kedushas Domin, Lam is there. So it's not shaykh to say Dichui on a thing that only has a Kedushas Domin, Lam is there. And it's not even shaykh to say Dichui on a thing that has a Kedushas Haguf, Lam is there, Bali Chayim. Even though it already has a Kedushas Haguf, Lam is there, because you didn't do the first Avodah yet, you didn't do the Shechita yet, so Bali Chayim ain't in the Dochim, because it doesn't yet have the full Kedush, it has to have Kedushas Karban. Then again, to the Psul of Dichui, Bali Chayim, Korbanis that have Kedushas Haguf, that don't have Kedushas Karban, considered Chol. It's not sufficient Kedush. So the Ritzvah, the first parent in Kedushin, points out this idea that Menachas before Kmitzah are parallel to Behemoth before Shechita, because he didn't yet do the first Avodah. The Tosefta has this parallel, that just like by Korbanis, you have Dalar Avodas Hadam, you have Shechita, Kabbalah, Eloh, Hazrika. These are the Dalar Avodas that are Miyakiv. All the other things are not Miyakiv. The smicha is not miyakev, even the haftorah emunim is not miyakev, and the achilas habasar is not miyakev. Everything else is not miyakev. The only thing that's miyakev is the davar avodas hadam, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zvika. Haftorah emunim is also an avodah, but it's not avodas hadam. The only thing that are miyakev are avodas hadam, shechita. Why is shechita avodas hadam? Shechita l'chorah is done. The kabbalah hadam, halacha hadam, zvika hadam is avodas hadam. Why is shechita called avodas hadam? The Rashi says in Saita, of all places, Rashi says in Sefer, that the definition of Shechita by Chulin, definition of Shechita by Kochim is entirely different. Shechita by Chulin is the proper way to kill the animal. If the animal dies a natural death, it's an availer. You have to kill it in a specific fashion. Shechita by Kochim is a different word. The purpose of Shechita by Kochim is in Avodas Adam to be mafri the chelek hagavoya, to separate the dam that's going to be Nizrak al Gavi Hamizbeah from the rest of the behemoth. So that's parallel to Kmitzah. That's why Kmitzah is the same as Shechita. That's the reason why it's in Shechita, because when a Shechita comes to the Beit, when the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, when she's a Shechita, they have to bring a Mincha Shechita. And the Mincha Shechita has to have the Dalar Avodas on the Korban Mincha. You have to have Kmitzah, then you have the Kiddush Kermitz. If the Kohen takes that with his right hand, the Kermitz, from the flower of the Minchas Shechita, he has to, any Mincha like that, so he has to take that Kermitz that he has in his hand, put it into another Klishar, it's Kiddush HaKermitz. Then he has to carry it towards the Mizbeach, that's like Kailoha, then he has to be mocked to the Kaimas, that's parallel to the Zvika Saddam. So you have the Tesefta in Soito, that the Gemara quotes, and there's a long Rashi beginning of the second Perek in Soito, where he explains it. He never really explains it well in any other place in Zvach Namanoch. It's explained very well in Soito. That part of Soito really belongs in Kochim. Yeah, and the second half of Saita really belongs to Brachas. Saita is that this doesn't belong to the second half of Brachas. The second half of Saita from Daf Lamed Aleph is really straight Brachas.
And
does
the
Lord
do the Kmitzah?
No, no. Kmitzah is one of the Avodas. The Zar cannot do an Avodah. Yeah. Okay. It's not exactly 100% identical. It's parallel. It's parallel, but it's not identical. Kmitzah says the Ferish. Indeed, Dr. the coin has to do with his right hand. Can't even do with his left hand.
That Rashi calls the Shechita an Avodah?
Shechita is an Avodah. Shechita is an Avodah. The Gemara says Shechita l'Avodah means, it's a question what it means. It's a question. The Brisker Rav says in a nutshell to answer all the kashas, and Zochum Daftar, so the Brisker Rav says it's an Avodah mitzad the Chefze, but it's not an Avodah mitzad the Avraham. Explains what that means. Explains what that means. That you don't need a Kohen. You don't need a Kohen Ha'idah. And the one who's doing the Shechita can stand outside of the Azara and have a long night. That'll be a very long night, a long night. And Shech, as long as the Behem is in the Azorah. But Kmitzah, it's an Avodah Mitzah, the Gavra also. The Gavra has to be in the Azorah when he goes with Kmitzah. And he has to be a Kohen. You have to have a person who does an Avodah, and the Korban Mincha has to have this Avodah done to it. Anything Shechita, the Korban has to have this Avodah done to it, but there is no requirement that a human being has to do the Avodah. I can let a Goy be able to do the Shechita by Kodesh. No, it would be Apostle of Shechita, that's why it's no good. Otherwise it would be good. Just the Apostle of Shechita. So this, that's the din. You have dalad avoidus by a mincha that are parallel to the dalad avoidus by the dalad avoidus adam by a korban. That's where Rashi defines that the shechita is an avoidus adam, because the definition of shechita by kochim is not the same at all as the definition of shechita by korban. Let's say a sheft the behemah here in New Jersey and in Nebraska, wherever they sheft the behemahs. Let's say a sheft the behemah and no dam comes out. Highly unlikely. But no dam comes out. Usually dam gushes, there are buckets of dam gush. But let's say no dam comes out. So the Mishnah says that if such a thing happens, it's kasher. What's wrong? Shachat v'lo haitzi dam. The Mishnah in the first paragraph says the behemoth will be kasher. Why would I have thought that? It's not good. If you shech the carbon and no dam comes out, that's no good. The whole purpose of shechita, and even if you're going to fetch, even if after you did the shechita, then you have to clean down. The dam is also no good. Shechita has to have the dam. The purpose of the definition of shechita by kochim is lahaprid chelek hagavoyan, lahaprid adam me'abosar. So that's not a kosher shechita. But by chulin the din is that it is good. Why do you even need a mishnah to say that shachav lahaytzi dam is kosher? Eichetayis, why would I have thought that it's no good? So the standard mafarshim say I would have thought that that must be some sick animal. It must be that it's a half dead already. What do you mean? The dam is not, the blood is not circulating. How come the dam didn't gush forward? So if the animal was half dead, so maybe you're killing a dead, the agavak tilakotov. You're killing a dead animal, so that's not called a shechita. That's what the standard mafarshim said. One could say a little more harif is dick. Maybe you don't have to. Maybe the pashup shot is the emes of shot. Maybe one can say a little more harif is dick. There is a din of kisui hadam. There is a mitzvah of kisui hadam. Whenever you shech the chay of the yoyif, it doesn't apply to behem. Whenever you shech chay of the yoyif, you have to do kisui hadam. What kind of a din is kisui hadam? They do it here in New Jersey. When they shech they don't shech chayis. They shech usually behemahs and oifahs. But when they shech the chickens or the turkeys, so they do. They have sacks of sawdust, and they scatter sawdust all over the floor, and then when they shech 1,000 turkeys, then they take a sack, another sack of sawdust, and they cover it all over. You have to have off on the mile of off on the mountain. But they have sawdust on top and sawdust on the bottom. The din doesn't require, the Mishnah says, you don't have to do kisei adam after every single shechita. You can do 1,000 oifahs and then do the kisei adam after all is completed. Just the machlokes ha'tanaim, can you do one kisei adam if you shech a chayah and a knife? Can you do one kisei adam for both? What's talking about? Why is there even one kisei adam for chayim? For shechitas chayim, shechitas soif is a different shechita. Shechitas chayim is two dimon. Behemah v'chayim, you shech the kona and the veishet. Shechitas oif, you only have to shech the kona or the veishet, either one or the other. So the shechita is different. The whole gedah hadin of kisei adam is that kisei adam is considered the gemar of the shechita. That's what Taisus points out in Chulin on Daf Hei Vav and Aleph. Taisus shows from the Gemara back there, from the Bura and the Gemara. The kisei hadam is the Gemara of the shechita. And that's why the Mishnah Brura points out that Hilchas Yomtiv, the Gemara in the first Perek in Beitza, has the first Mishnah in Beitza, talks about details of kisei hadam when you're shechting on Yomtiv. Now, nobody shechts on Yomtiv. Could be that it's an Issa Deraisa today to shecht on Yomtiv. But still very recently, all the shechtim were shecht on Yomtiv because they didn't have refrigeration. So that's malacha seichel nafsh. Whatever malacha is normally done right before you're about to eat it, let's say you're not allowed to go hunting on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov. Why? So the Ramban holds and machlek is ice. Eichel nefesh. You're not allowed to go pluck off apples from the tree and eat them on Yom Tov. Why not? You should have asked ice malacha seichel nefesh. So some hold that an echananim and a teret mutas only also do Ramban. So you shouldn't waste the whole day preparing the food. And the Ramban has in his commentary on the Rif, beginning of Perek Ein Zot in Beit Zot, Bar explains that the only malachas that are mutar mitam eichal nefesh are those that are normally done samach l'suda, those that you normally do right before you're about to eat. It says shechting behemis is normally done right before you're about to eat because you didn't have refrigeration. So chashina levich ma bisro, the flesh is going to get spoiled. You're not going to shecht it a day before and then eat it the next day. You shecht it and then you eat it right away. You go fishing. A guy wants to eat the fish for supper. So he's going to go fishing in the afternoon. And what if he's not lucky? He doesn't get any fish? No supper. So fair. So the minute I live is that you go fishing the day before. You don't go fishing right before you're about to. Or when you're interested in eating apples or pears, so you don't go pluck off the apple or the pear right before you're about to eat it. Usually, pluck off a whole bushel full of apples and pears. You have them in the refrigerator, in the shed, in the kitchen somewhere, and then when you're interested in eating, you take one from the bowl, take one from the refrigerator and eat it. You don't pluck off right before you're about to eat it. So whatever the Ramban says, whatever the minigolim is that you do, stomach for suda, that's included in the heterotomy. Whatever is not normally done, stomach for suda. Isn't it? That's why the Ramban says that sometimes chine is an isa deraisa on Yom Tov, and sometimes it's heter gomer. He says if you're grinding up, let's say the woman wants to bake cookies, she's going to grind the flour now, right before? No, they have sacks of flour. They don't grind it up right before. The husband or the wife, someone grinds up, the husband grinds the flour a month in advance. When she runs down, when she runs low on flour, she tells her husband, he grinds some more flour. So the flour is not ground stomachless to this. So that's why grinding flour on Yom Tov would constitute a melacha deraisa. That's the Ramban. But grinding the bisamim, grinding flavoring things, so that the Mishnah says is mutter. The Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Beit says sometimes het gomer. But the Ram says that that's mind-boggling. Ram says he doesn't understand. How can the Ramban say that? Well, what's with this melacha chine? Sometimes it's an isur deraisa, sometimes mutter legamri. He doesn't understand what he's talking about. But the Ramban explains what he's talking about. Ramban on Chumash, the Ramban on the Malchamis on Perek and Tzav. He explains what he says. It all depends what's normally done from a Chumash. So the same thing by the Shechita. This man is there. We do have refrigeration. So it's very rare that a person should shecht on the same day that he's interested in eating. But yes, the Shechita is done over there all the way in the Midwest, and then it takes a couple of days till it comes to New York. It's not, we don't shecht right away at all. And even if you are the shechet, it's also highly unlikely that you're going to shecht on the day that you're interested in eating the flesh. So it could be that bizman is there shechting on Yom Tov would constitute an isur deraisa. Anyway, but bizman ha-gemara, bizman ha-mishnah for sure, until very recently, people used to shecht on Yom Tov Gufa, second day Yom Tov. The first day they can shecht on Eri Yom Tov. On the second day, they had no refrigeration. So it's very common that people in Europe and in Eretz Yisrael would shecht on... In America, they already have refrigerators. But in Eretz Yisrael and Europe, they didn't have. So they used to shecht on the second day Yom Tov in order to have a fresh... So the Mishnah in the first Perek in Beit talks about doing the Kisei Hadam on Yom Tov. How do you arrange for a Kisei Hadam? It's a malacha. What do you do? So the Mishnah Brewer in Hilchos Yom Tov quotes from the Pirush HaBein Hanan on Beit, and it's printed on the side of the Gemara, that it's mashma that the Kisei Hadam is a Gemara of the Shechita, that the Hatzila, it's not proper to eat the flesh before you do the Kisei Hadam. Let's say I shecht a chicken late in the afternoon. I shecht the chicken 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and my wife is going to broil that chicken, whatever, she's going to cook that chicken for supper. I plan to do the Kisei Hadam tonight. The blood is not going to evaporate. I'll do the Kisei Hadam at 11 o'clock after I finish eating supper. So the Mishnah Brewer quotes Rabbi Hanan, that's not right. Because even though the Kisei Hadam is not miyake, but l'hatchila, the proper thing is that the Kisei Hadam is a gemara of the shechita, just like eating flesh without having the full shechita done. In the Ebed it'll be kosher even if you didn't finish the shechita, but Kisei Hadam is considered a gemara of the shechita. So it could be that that's what the Mishnah in Chulin is driving at. That if a person shechts a chaya v'yoyt, v'layotza mimenu dam, Shitos Ekshera means even though no dam came out, then it's impossible to do the Kisei Hadam. And Kisei Hadam is a gemara of the Shechita. So true, if you didn't do Kisei Hadam, it's still mutter. If you can't do Kisei Hadam, it's still mutter. But one could have said perhaps that's only if there was a possibility to do Kisei Hadam and you didn't bother to. But if Mamish, no dam came out, and you can't even do Kisei Hadam if you want to, maybe then you can say that the whole Shechita was no good. Like Kol Sheinu Roi Levi 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 Ha'Kevesh, but... So that's what the Mishnah says, no, the Shochet when he has the men of Dam is still, the Kisei Hadam is not miyakev at all. So these are the different levels of Kedusha that you have. If you separate money, buy a carbon that has Kedusha Sadu, Lam is there. It's not Kedusha Zedek HaBayis. It's not the same thing. Kedusha, if you donate money to the Beis HaMikdash, that's Kedusha Zedamin, the Zedek HaBayis. If you donate money to buy a carbon, that's Kedushas Damim Lamizbech. When they finally take the money and they buy the carbon, then it has Kedushas Aguk Lamizbech, if it's Behemah V'yoyt. And if it's not Behemah V'yoyt, if it's Soles, or if it's Yayin, or if it's Shemen, then it, even after you buy it, it still only has Kedushas Damim Lamizbech till you have the Kiddush Kli. After you have the Kiddush and the Kli Shares, then it gets a Kedushas Aguk Lamizbech, but it doesn't yet have the Kedushas carbon until you'll do the first Avodah. When you do the Mitzvah by the Kol Mincha, or you do the Shechita by the Korban, or the Malika by the Yayin, then the Kedusha will be enhanced, And it will be, the Merkabit HaMishnah says, then it will not only have a Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach, then it has a Kedushas Korban Mamish. Places has this idea, and a lot of places says, if you have a Korban Mincha, and you have a Kiddush Kli, but you didn't do the Kmitzah yet, so places says that it's not Nifsal B'Yotza. It's not Nifsal B'Yotza. Like a live Korban. Let's say I have a live Korban walking around, so it's Nifsal B'Yotza. If it leaves Yerushalayim, so it becomes possible. A live carbon doesn't become possible. The only time the carbon becomes possible is after you did the shechita, then it's endowed with the kedushas carbon. So carbon is nifsal b'yotza. So mincha also, mincha after kiddush kli, but before mitzvah, has the kedushas hagruf l'mizbeach, but it doesn't yet have a kedushas carbon. So it doesn't yet have a kedushas carbon. It can't be nifsal b'yotza. Places has this every 10 blood in kachin. It's rochem and ochem there. Because Rashi always throws it there. Oh. So Tais always masks on the Rashi. No, it's wrong. Tais always picks on the Rashi. It's wrong. It's just that it's lavai rachara. It's not derech eretz. It's not the coveting for the korban mincha. After it's ready, it's kaddish bekli. It's not kovada mincha to take it chutz lozara. But if you would take it chutz lozara, Tais shows from Gemara it would not be nifsal b'yetz. And that's the beer. That's the hezbo, like the Merkabit HaMishnah explained with the ritva, that it's not yet a kedushas korban. It's only kedushas guflam is there. Korbanos are divided into two different categories. You have kachim kachim and you have kachim kalim. When you learn ezel mekayman, those who come to shul on time learn ezel mekayman. So we mentioned there the differences halacha between kachim kachim and kachim kalim. The kachim kadoshim korbanos are called kachim Hashem. The Chumash says. To the exclusion of kachim kalim, as Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, there's no din me'ilo the kachim kalim. This din me'ilo that you have to give care and rechaimish and asham, you have to bring asham me'ilos, doesn't apply to you and nana from kachim kalim, because they're not called kachim kalim. Only kachi kachim are called kachi Hashem. There is a din me'ilo in a murin of kachim kalim la'achas rikas adam. After you do the rikas adam on the mizbeach of a shlomim or a pesach or a b'chor, ma'aseh, whatever kachim kalim you have, so after you do the rikas adam, then there's me'ilo on the emurin of kachim kalim. And the reason why is the Mishnah says in Zvachim, because the emurim of kachim kalim are called kachi kachim. They have the level of kachi kachim. Why? Because the kachim hamiyuchadim l'Hashem, the kachim kadoshim achatos and anoshim and anoyilo, the whole carbon is called kachim hamiyuchadim l'Hashem. But the kohanim eat it. But there are people who eat it. The whole thing anoyilo, we understand it's kachim Hashem. The whole thing is burnt out of mizbeach. Nobody eats any. It's mamish. The whole thing is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like a murim, just like the chaylev of all the korbanos are kachim kadoshim. A murim. Why is it called a murim? What does the word a murim mean? I think that the Pharisees swell on the first Mishnah in Brachas. There's two interpretations of what Emurim is. One shot he says is that it's the Evarim Ho'amurim Batayro. The organs that are singled out by the Chumash in Pashas Veikra, they have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So that's called Emurim. It's the same word as Amurim. The Evarim Ho'amurim Batayro, they have to be burnt. Then it's in V'yegeh Shloimar, that is a Greek word. That means the Chelo. V'yegeh Shloimar. But the first shot is that whatever it is, Emurim. So the Emurim of all the Korban is there for sure Kachi Hashem. You burn it on the Mizbeach. The Oila, I understand, is Kachi Mangifad Hashem. Nobody eats the Oila. Why the Chatos and the Oshem and the Mincha? Why are they Kachi Kachim? Why are they Kachi Mangifad Hashem? The Mincha, the Shiori HaMincha is Nechel to the Kohanim. And the Chatos and the Oshem is also Nechel to the Kohanim. Why is that called Kachi Hashem? So the Gemara explains why. Because Kohanim Oechel Mabalim is Kaprim. When the Kohanim eat it, that's as if that's like a pchina, like it's being burned on the Mizbeach. It's not the same when Israel eats a Korban Pesach or a Korban Shlomim or a Maisa Behemah. When the farmer eats the Maisa Behemah, it's not the same as when the Kohen eats. The Kohen has to eat it in the Azara. Only Dichri Kuna. A Kabbat Kohen is not allowed to eat the Chatos and Noshom and Shiori HaMincha. The eating of the Kochi Kochim in the Azara by the Dichri Kuna is like an Avodah. When the Yisrael eats the Korban Pesach, he eats it in Yerushalayim. That's not an Avodah. It's a din. You have some mitzvah to eat it. But it's not called an Avodah. fact, it's a shaila if it's even a mitzvah. The Rambam, the Brisker Rav has a chumash that he says, according to the Rambam, it's not really a mitzvah. Achilas kotshim, al yidei kohanim is a mitzvah. Achilas kotshim kam is just that it's mutter for the violent thing. The Korn Pesach is a mitzvah. It's mutter. You're not allowed to see men adbeke. You're not allowed to become. Not really kima mitzvah to you. Korn said that Rashi himself said not. Rashi quotes the pasuk Yochlo osim asher kufa behem. Things the next week seven parshas Zavish. Meaning, says Yochlo osim asher kufa behem. So Rashi derives from that pasuk that achilas kochim kalim, aydei habaylim is also a mitzvah. But the Bishkura points out that the Rambam seems to write explicitly, both in the Yad HaZok and the Sefer Mitzvah, the Binyan HaMitzvah, that Achilas Kotchim Kotchim, the Zichr Kun is a mitzvah. Achilas Kotchim Kotchim is not really a mitzvah. It's an Easter to let it become nicer, that it should be Nifsom, but it's not really a Kiyam HaMitzvah. So they're really different things. The Kotchim Kotchim, the Kotchim Kotchim, Shchitas HaMatzot, and the Azor is divided into two ears. The right hand, the right side of the Azor is Tzot, because when you face, when you're looking forward, it's Myrav, not like our shuls are facing Mizrach, Eretz Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash, when you go forward, is Myrav, west. So to the right, it's Tzafen. So Tzafen, by people who are righties, or normal people who are right-handed people, so the right side is considered the Mochash of the part. That's why the Kohen has to do the Avodah with their right hand. A Kohen who's a lefty is Pasul Avodah, the Mishnah. A left-handed Kohen is Pasul Avodah. Rashi has two pshat and why in that Mishnah and Korah. One pshat is that he's a Balmum. Four lefties are Balmum. That if Shatter Rashi tones it down, no, it's Nishkin Balmum, but he can't do Avodah B'Min, because Avodah B'Min has to be this hand, and it has to be the stronger hand. The lefty, so if you're going to do the Avodah this hand, it's Avodah small. If you're going to do Avodah this hand, is also small, because it has to be Yimin Beruches and Yimin Bekoyah. It has to be, Yimin means the stronger hand, which is on this side of the body. So Yimin is always the more important side of the body, because right people are righty. So that's why even the Azorah is a right-handed Azorah. So the right-hand side of the Azorah is more important than the left-hand side of the Azorah. Mainach Kamina. The Kachikachim, you have to do the Shechitas HaKorban and Tzofen. Shechitas HaMatzofen. Kachim Kalim, you can do the Shechita anywhere in the Azorah. And then Kachikachim, the Mokam HaAchila is only in the Azorah. Kachim Kalim, the Mokam HaAchila is the whole Yerushalayim. And who eats it? Who eats it? So the Kachikachim can only be eaten by Zichri Kohuna in the Azorah. It's considered an avodah, just like you need zikr kuna. It's a chiddush that the balmum is permitted to, even though balmum is possible to do avodah. So the pasuk says in chumash, it's a very good pasuk that the balmum is permitted to do this avodah, the avodah of eating the kotchim kotchim. He's permitted to do the avodah of hakrovas kavanas. Not allowed to do it. This avodah, it's a lower level of an avodah, but it is called an avodah. Kohanim mashmul the balmum is kafir. Matkidei kafir. There's even one girsa in the Gemara in Zvot in. In Rambam's test, the Rashba quotes the Girsas Hadoinim that Kohanim Rechum and Balim is kafir, that if the Kohanim don't eat the Shiori HaMincha and the Besar HaChatas and the Besar HaOshon, that the Balim are not miskafir. Most of the Rishonim hold, 99% of the Rishonim hold, that that's absolutely wrong. It's the Feirish against the Gemara. So the Goinim explain how they understood the other Gemara. And I'm fazed by all the Gemara. They interpret everything away.
The Pasuk in Shmi, by Moshe was now as angry at Aaron riding a korban, not the washing of the Pasuk. That the Pasuk, they have to eat it for Lasei Sidov and Eidah. That's why they have to eat it.
Yeah, the Gemara says, Kohanim Lechem and Balim Miskafrim. The question is, how literally do you understand that? If the Kohanim don't eat it, then the Balim are not Miskafrim? Or means that it's not a full kapar?
Is the Mokar, this Pasuk there?
I think it's a lot of, it could be that Pasuk, I don't remember. It could be other Pasuk, I don't recall. But the Goyim hold even that it's marked that he has it. Kachim Kalim are different. In Gansan they're different din. That's why the din of Ne'ilah only applies. Kachim Hashem, Kachim Ham Yichadim Hashem only applies to Kachim Kadosh. All Karbanis, the two kinds of Karbanis, it's Karban Yochid, Karban Tziba, all Karbanis at Tziba are Kachim Kachim. There's no such thing as Kachim Kalim in the area of Karbanis at Tziba. That's why when you give your Maktus HaShekel money, there's Ne'ilah in the money. Because the money that you give Makta Shekel, it's not Dushas Agufam is Be'ach, Dushas Damimam is Be'ach. Dushas Damimam is Be'ach, what kind of is Be'ach? Let's say I set aside $100 to buy Korban Oilam. So there's Me'ilah on $100. I set aside $100 to buy Korban Shlomim. There's no Me'ilah on that $100, because that $100 is Kachim Kalim. And the other $100 is Kachi Kachim. What happens if people set aside their Makta Shekel money? So the Mishnah says in Shkolim, that's all Kachi Kachim. Because all Korbanot HaTzibur are Kachi Kachim. It's a perik in Tmura, called Kabbalah Satsibra, Kachi Kachi. Everything is kosher kosher. How can it be that it's all kosher kosher? But once a year on Shavuos you bring shlamim, the tzibra brings a shlamim. Usually the tzibra either brings an oilah, or a chatos, or a mincha. So all of those are kosher kosher. But on Shavuos the tzibra brings shlamim, so shlamim is the kosher kalim. So there should be no me'ilah. Let's say I set aside money to buy two kavanos. One of them kosher kosher, one of them kosher kalim. So then there's no me'ilah on any of that money. Where do you have such a guy set aside money? Mo'os stumim, the Mishnah has this. A person sets aside mo'os stumim. A person is mechuyav to bring a nazir. It's in the middle of nazir. Mishnah is a nazir. A nazir, when his man is up, is obligated to bring a shlamim and an oilo and a chatos, I think. A nazir tohar. When his man is up, has to bring three kavanos. A shlamim and an oilo and a chatos. So he can set aside $100, one envelope for the shlamim, $100. He can buy the bank. He doesn't have to set aside any money. But if he sets aside one envelope, he says, this $100 for a shlamim, this $100 for a chatos, this $100 for an oilo. So that $100 will not have me'ilah, and these two will have me'ilah. That's called Mo'os Mufarashim. He said, he designated which money is for which kosher. And then he can set aside $300 bills in one envelope and say, he's magdish these three $100 bills to buy the three kavanos that he's mechuyav to. That's called Mo'os Stumim, as opposed to Mo'os Mufarashim. It's interesting, the one who wrote the note, the one who heard the shiur from the Brisker Rav on Kachim, didn't understand what he was talking about on that sugya. So he wrote in his notebook, Sugi the most tum and most mafarashim lo hevanti. So the Chacham who typed it and printed it, so Laderi Dur, that's what they printed it. Sugi the most tum and lo hevanti. And they printed it like that. Must have been the typing must have been done by a woman who didn't understand, must have been done by some Amoritz or someone who didn't understand anything because there's so many errors there. There's so many errors. Obviously, the one who was doing the typing didn't understand what they were typing about. So there, the Chacham printed it and they didn't understand the description. So the Mishnahites have an institution of setting aside most stumim or most mefaroshim. So the Mishnah has, if you set aside a $300 bill or three $100 bills, in order to bring the three karbonas that the nazir has to bring, the shlamim with the oil with the chatos, so there won't be meal on any of them because some of it is going to go towards kachim kalim. So there's no meal on anything. So how come you have meal on machtis on shekel or nice and shkolim? When you designate your money, Machta Shekel, you have Me'ilah. Why? The Machta Shekel money goes towards purchasing all the Kavanos people from all year long. For true, 99.99% of all the Kavanos people are Chatos and Oilo and Mincho and Yain Lanesef. These are all Kachi Kachim. But once a year you bring a Shlomim on Shavuot, so that the Kibsei Atzeres. So that should have no me'ilah. So the Mishnah explains, and as El Makaimon, those who come on time, Mishnah says, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur is Kachi Kachim. That's an exception to the rule. The Shlomim is sometimes Kachi Kalim, and sometimes Kachi Kachim. If it's a Shalmei Yochid, if a private person brings a Shlomim, then it's a Kachi Kalim. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur is the same as Ashamas. It's a Kachi Kachim, it's not a Kachi Kalim. So that's why the Mishnah makes this statement, an absolute statement. That kol kavanas atzibur in Mishnah and Tur. Kol kavanas atzibur are always kachi kachi. And that's why the Mishnah and Shkolim says that you have me'ilah and you machta shekel. Otherwise, all Shkolim would be like most stumim, that some of the money may go towards the purchase of the kachi kachi.
Even to that fraction of a percent, to that one fraction of a percent,
that would relieve you, you're right, that would have relieved you from me'ilah and everything. But it isn't, because even that one carbon, Shlomim, that's brought on Shavuos, is also a kachim kachim. It's not a kachim kachim. Shalmei Tzibur is different from a Shalmei Yochid. It's the Mishnah. Question, how did the Tanoim know this? It's a little unclear. The Darsha Pesukim. The Gemara never spells out all of Pesukim. The Teres Kohanim has more Pesukim. The Gemara doesn't spell out all of Pesukim. How many... Yeah, what do you mean that you say there's no Me'ilah in Kachim Kalim? It means that there isn't an Iser Me'ilah. It just means that there's no penalty. The Oynish, the Kerem, the Chaymish, the Yoshim doesn't apply. This is a big Machlokes HaRishonim. The Furish, Machlokes HaRishonim. A lot of Rishonim hold that there's no Iser Me'ilah in Atayra on Kachim Kalim. In Atayra it's Mutlet to be Nenet in Kachim Kalim. But the Rav Rishonim hold not so, and that's the way they quote Rishonim. They quote the Rav Chaim held that for sure, there's certainly an Iser Me'ilah in Atayra. On Kachim Kalim, also when you say in the Mishnah, he said, there's no Me'ilah, the Kachim Kalim, there's no penalty in Me'ilah, there's no din that you have to bring Karim HaFaymish V'yosham. But the isa mila, there's certainly same machlekes that are shown by karka. There's no mila the karkoes. Mishnah state. There's no mila the karkoes. So what does that mean? There's no isa mila. It's mutar. It's mutar lehonu the karka shel hengish. Well, no. There certainly is an isa mila. It just means that the penalty of mila doesn't apply. So the Rashbo in the second parak in Kiddushin quotes the machlekes that are shown about that. Why is that all simon in the sefer about that? Wild. There's no isa mila on karkot. The pashta certainly is that it's only mismayed from the penalty from the oynish. Karen Chaimish v'yoshim. So it wasn't. Apik Shuta was not mismayed from the isa. Isa probably is it. Stama shayla. Where is the isa and the ilo? We know for sure there is an isa and the ilo. He's it been ilo. If a person is moel b'shoygeim nefesh, he's someone who had to be shgavu mikat shasham. He's moel b'shoygeim. Then it means Karen Chaimish v'yoshim. What if he's moel b'meizid? So what punishment does he get? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel has a machlokes Satanai. Rebbe Yom Yehizik Meila is the chorus, I think.
According
to the tradition that there's no answer,
so why
was
he
in the Zeila? I mean, it should be Shal Shalom Yidas.
He can tell
us.
It's a
Meila. Yeah. So let it be Lois Ligzo. Maybe there is an Isik Zeila. Could be, I don't know. The whole thing is wild. The whole thing is wild to say that there's no Isa Mi'ilah on Kodshim Kalam and to say there's no Isa Mi'ilah on Kalam. The whole thing is a wild. Tama Shaila, the Gemara is clear that there is an Isa Mi'ilah in general, that there is an Isa Mi'ilah. Where is there a Pasuk? Where is there a Pasuk? So there are four Shitas. Machlokes is Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam and the Ravid. Where is the Pasuk? The Rambam and the Ravid, beginning of Hilchos Mi'ilah, have a Machlokes. Which Pasuk is the Makkah? And Rashi and Tosfos and Shavuos have a machlokes. So the four different sheets. It's unclear. The Gemara never really says black and white what the isa. But there clearly is an isa mila somewhere. There is an isa mila. You bring a korban. There are different kinds of korbanos. You have a korban nedov and you have a korban chayvo. These are also different types of korbanos. Korban chayvo means you mechuyav to bring korban nedov, and means that you want to volunteer out of the goodness of your heart. There are several differences. You have to learn more. There are several differences lahalocha between a korban chayva and a korban nedava. I'll mention one, because Rashi and Chumash allude to it a little bit. A korban chayva means that the Torah imposed it upon me, so that has to be brought dishlei musa, has to be of a full korban. A korban nedava can sometimes be an incomplete korban. I only want to donate this. I only donated this. It's a half a korban. Marshall, you have over here, Rashi quotes on Pasuk Tezvav, Hikrivo HaKohen. Afilu preda achas yavi. If you want to bring one Torah, one den yoino, we'll accept one also. Well, what is the chidish? And you bring behemoths, you bring one. Why do you need a pasuk to say bring one bird? So the answer is that's a loaded Rashi. This Rashi on pasuk tezvor. That's an important. There is a Gemara in Krisis on Daf Pesam and Aleph, where the Gemara says that a gershin is gayer is obligated after he has his mila and tefila, he has to bring a korban. If man shein beis hamikdash kain, you can't bring a korban. But if man beis hamikdash, you have to bring in all the gerim who are misgayer b'zman hazeh. So the Gemara says when the beis hamikdash will be filled, they will all be obligated to bring a korban agir, like a yoledet. A woman has a baby b'zman hazeh, and the beis hamikdash, my wife had nine babies, and the beis hamikdash will be filled, she has to bring nine sets of korbanos. As it is, the beginning of Tazria. So a ger, only converted once. Every ger, b'zman hazeh, will have to bring one carbon, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. What kind of a carbon is it? It's not a chato, it's not an asham, an oila. So does it have to be an oilas behema? An oilas behema is much more expensive than an oilas oif. So the Gemara says, no, it can bring either oilas behema or oilas oif. But the Gemara says there increases of tesam and olive, that it depends. If he brings an oilas behema, he only has to bring one. If he brings an oilas oif, he has to bring two, either two torim or two b'nei yoina, because he never finds a carbon ha'oif less than two. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? But you can bring prey to achas. That's this Rashi quotes the Teres Kain. Bring prey to achas. The Gemara says, that's only the Teres Nadova. That's an incomplete korban. But if it's a chayva, like the ger's korban, the korban of ger is a korban chayva. It's not a korban Nadova. If it's a korban chayva, lo matzino korban chayva b'ayva is less than two. It has to be a korban bishlei musa.
Is there a difference between a chovah that's mitzvah or mitzvah? We talked about whether or not it's a mitzvah So the Yikuv, not the Yikuv. If a Ger doesn't bring the korban, he's still a Ger.
He's still a Ger, but so, he's not yet. He's Chayva. Yeah. Let's say a guy who's Machal Shabbos B'Shergi, he's still Jewish, and he has to bring a korban in the Chatas. A guy did some other avera for which he's had to bring a korban Hashem. Here he remains Jewish, but he's not to bring a korban Hashem.
But it's called a Chov, it's not.
Chayva means he didn't accept it upon himself. He was misguided, but once he's misguided, then the Torah says he's obligated to bring the korban Ager. So the korban Ager has to be a minimum of two. On Shalosh Regalim, we're obligated to bring an Oilas Riyah. You have to be Yeroi Kol Zchuch, you have to appear in the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, Lo Yiro Fan Ayrekam, they shouldn't appear empty-handed. What do you mean they shouldn't appear empty-handed? They should give a check. So the thing is, no, they have to bring the korban Oilas Riyah. The Oilas Riyah is that we have the gears in the Gemara and Chagigim, the first prayer of the Oilas Riyah on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, it has to be a Behema. It has to be an Oilas Behema. It cannot be bring an Oilas Oil. And the Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara. We have the favorite that Oilas Oif is no good. And the Rambam had a gears that Oilas Oif is good. The Rambam and the Miri always follows the Rambam. The Chachmei Pravat, they always had everything that the Rambam had that today. So the Kiryas Sefer writes, the Mavid writes in his commentary on that Rambam, Hilchos Chagiga, that according to the Rambam's opinion that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Oilas Riyah by bringing an Oilas Oif, it has to be two. You can't bring one Oilas Oif. It has to be two Torah Matu B'nei Yoyna. Because the Gemara said there in Krisus Daftes, Lomatzinu, Korban Oif, Habo B'Choivo, Kochis Mishnayim, because it has to bring a Korban, you have to bring a Choivo, it has to be a Korban Sholem. You can't bring an incomplete Korban. If it's Korban Adobe, you can have an incomplete Korban. But a Korban Choivo cannot be an incomplete Korban. The Gemara has more Nafkaminis, more detailed Nafkaminis between Choivo and the Adobe. These various korbanos need different degrees of zrikas hadam. Sometimes you need many zrikas hadam. On Yom Kippur, you have how many? You have to add up all the zrikas. Atzumayla v'shev alamato, on the Kodesh HaGadosh, in front of the Haroset, then you have on the Mizbah HaZor. You add it all up. Aflok Satan, how many zrikas there are? So that's loads and loads. On the Chatoros HaTvinius, you have lots of zrikas. On the normal korbanos that are done on the outside, not in the Heichol. So either you have 4, 3, 2, or 1. Zrikas on the Mizbech. Korban Chatas has 4 zrikas, and you have to have Matan Ezba. The Kohen has to, you can't just take the cup of Dam and pour on this corner, and that corner, and pour on the four corners. He has to take his finger, and you have to have alcohol Matan Zrika. He has to dip his finger in each time to do each zrika. You can't just dip his finger in and go like this. You can't go like this, it's a Mizbech. It's 32 hours away. But you can't just dip over here and then walk, take a walk 5 minutes and then be zirked down over here and walk over here. It's not, each time he has to dip his finger. The other, aside from Korban Chatas, Rashi always points out anymore, the Korban Chatas is the only one that means Matan Etzba, that the zrikas have to be done the Etzba. All the other korbanos you pour from the cup, or if it's an oil, if you fetch, you squeeze from the neck. So the other korbanos, there's no other korban that needs 4. He needs 3, 2, or 1. Which one needs 2? So the Shlomim and the Osham and the Oila need 2. Which one needs 1? So it says Abchor V'Amayis V'Pesach is only 1. Which one needs 3? The Tasha Kovenah needs 3. So there's 1 Tana. In Yuma, the Gemara quotes, Gemara has a lot of Yuma about Kovans. All of Yuma is all about Kovans, except for the last parrot is about our observance of the Hamishin Yuma Yom Kippur. But all the rest of Yuma till the end. Is the first 80 blocks in Yuma is all about Kovans. Also, it doesn't belong in Mayid. The whole bulk of Yuma, 90% of Yuma, belongs in Kachin. Nazir also. Nazir is a big chunk of Nazir, is really Kachin. Paris. And the Gemara in Yuma quotes one Tana who's of the opinion that Oilas Tome is different from a regular Oila. A normal Oila that's bought in the Dove, or your Ledis has to bring an Oila, or another has to bring an Oila. An Oila is Stein, Shein, Arba. You have to have Sovi. Sovi doesn't mean all four corners. Sovi means you Zorik, you take the Dam, and you splash the Dam in the corner of the Mizbech in such a way that it splashes on both sides. You splash the Dam on the diagonally opposite corner. In the corner, so it also splash a little here, a little here. So it turns out that all four sides of the Mizbeach have a little bit of dam. which two corners do you pick? Do you pick these two? Do you pick these two? So the din is, the metzias is that if you splash the dam, it's going to roll down by the principle of gravity. It's going to roll down to the yisoid. It's not going to roll up. Yeah. So you have to be zerk, and it says you should be zerk the dam on the yisoid. What do you mean on the yisoid? You should be zerk the dam on those corners where it's going to roll down to the yisoid. So the mizbeach hachitzon was supposed to be a square. And based on English, it was supposed to be a square of 32 by 32, the bottom layer. And then that went up for one amma, and then kines amma, then it went in and became 30 by 30. And then it went in, it was like this. Visualizing the depth, it goes like this, and then it goes like this, and then it goes like this. So this was 32 by 32 amma, but this is only one meter out of proportion. This is only one amma tall. And then it goes in one arm over here, and this is 30 by 30, and this goes up at 5, 6 arm. And then it goes in one arm, and then this goes up another arm, whatever. So this is going to be 9 arms tall. Then on the top, you're going to have 4 cubes in each one of the corners. This is going to be 28 by 28. Right? So if this is 32 by 32, this is 30 by 30, this is going to be 28 by 28. So this thing on top, you have 4 cubes in the corner, arm. These are the 4 kinds of arms there. So and then there was a kuta sikra. So when we say the Mizbeach HaChitzon was 10 arms tall, it means 10 arms tall, it's really 9 arms tall. From the top of the Karnas HaMizbeach, the Karnas HaMizbeach were an arm tall. From the top of the Karnas HaMizbeach to the floor, that's 10 arms. But the rest of the Mizbeach was only 9 arms tall. So exactly at the midpoint, when it's 5 arms in the middle, there was a red line that went around the Mizbeach that's called the Chut HaSikra, the red line, to separate between the Domim HaYamin and the Domim HaTachtonim. All karbonis have a specific place where you have to be zerk the dam. You can't just be zerk the dam any way you want. You have to be zerk in a specific place. So if it's a carbon behema, chatos is different from all the others, but in a different way. If it's carbon behema, so chatos behema is lemaila mechut hasikra. The zrika has to be on all four corners in the upper part above the chut hasikra, and all the other zrikas are lemata mechut hasikra. Whether it's 1, 2, 3, or 4, it's not going to be 4. If it's 1, 2, or 3, it's going to be the matan chut hasikra. And if it's a carbon hoif, it's the opposite. Chatas hoif is the malika, the squeezing out, is the matan chut hasikra. And the oilus hoif is the mailam chut hasikra. But the chatas is always different. The mokum zrika sachat is always different from the mokum zrika of all the other kaponas as far as the mailo or the matan chut hasikra. So this idea of the chut hasikra dividing the mizbech in half is. That's what the Bishterov explains, and others explain also. Bishterov explains a little better than others, but based on the Gemaras, that the upper half of the Mizbeach, even though the Yisoid is really only the bottom, the 32 by 32 to the height of 1 hour, that's called the Yisoid. And then the other parts have different shapes, even though that's the Yisoid, but the whole lower half, from the Chut HaSikra Lamat, the whole thing is called the Yisoid. And even though the Karnas HaMizbeach are only the 4 cubes on top, the Amo, Alam, Alam, and the 4 corners, but the whole upper half of the Mizbeach, from the Chut HaSikra Lamat, the whole thing is called Karen. The whole thing is called Karen. So when you say that here you have to have Izrika Lamaila Mechut HaSikra, and here you have to have Lamata Mechut HaSikra, and so on, means does Izrika have to be on the Karen, or does Izrika have to be on the Yisoid? So the Chumash says that you're supposed to be Zorek Al Yisoid HaMizbeach. What do you mean Al Yisoid HaMizbeach? You're supposed to be Zorek, we started before, you're supposed to be Zorek in the corners. Let's say you have a carbon oil, carbon Osham, where you have Shtayim Shehin Arba. You have 2 Matanas. So you splash the dam over here, and splash the dam in the diagonally opposite corner over here, in such a way that there's a little dam on all 4 sides. So which 2 corners? You can either pick these 2 or these 2. No. So the Gemara, you have to pick, let's say you're facing Myra, you're facing the Kodesh HaKodesh, so you have to pick after these 2. If you're going to pick these 2, it's no good, because this corner had no Yisod. Because the Mizbeach was supposed to be, the Mishnah Mikdash was supposed to be 32 by 32, so it was a little lopsided. It was 32 by 32, but then they took out the whole Yisod from this whole side. These 2 sides didn't have a Yisod. The eastern side and the southern side, right, this is the south, where the Kedesh was in the south. And the eastern side over here didn't have any Yisod. It only had an Amma Yisod here, an Amma of the Yisod here. So instead of being 32 Ammas long, it was 1 Amma long, and the other 31 Ammas were missing. The outside was missing, it wasn't missing on the bottom. The Mizbeach was held up by the bottom. But the extra part that stuck out, that protruded an Amma this way, was missing from the end of one amma to the end of the 32 amma. Here was missing also. He just had an amma here and an amma here. Here the yisod was full, and here the yisod was full. So the Gemara says you don't have a choice of whether you want to be zorik the dam in these two corners or these two corners. If you be zorik in these two corners, the dam here is not going to roll down to any yisod. There was no yisod over there. By carbon chappas, you have no choice. You have to be zorik on all four corners. You have to be zorik on this corner also, even though it's going to roll down to the floor. It's not going to roll down on any yisod. You have no brayer. That's the din. But by carbon shlamim and a carbon hola, the din each time shein arba. So then the Mishnah said you have to pick these two because you want the dam to go down to the Yisod. So there's one Tana who's quoted there in Yuma saying that even though a normal korban orla has tayim shehin arba, oilas hatomid is different from all other rovers that you have three zrikas and these three corners. You need a zrika on each corner that has a Yisod. The fourth corner has no Yisod. The three corners that have Yisod need a zrika. It's an unusual shikha. These Tanoim lived after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, so they weren't there. And you look at the Mishnayos, they didn't have. The Mishnayos don't record such a shikha. One Tana had such an opinion that Oilas Talmud was offered differently. It was because Adam was different from every other Oilas. He doesn't say by every other Yehi, only Oilas Talmud. Super. What happens if you're not zorik so much dam? So the Mishnah says it's been yeah, but the carbon will be kosher.
What happens to the section of the Yisod? What happens? Why was that section of the Yisod supposed to be built that way?
It was supposed to be built that way. Yeah, it was supposed to be built that way. The Gemara says that Yerushalayim was Nichal Kol Shnei Shvatim, and Yerushal Ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael, so he made. We have 48 states in the Union. 50 states, not a 50 states. When I was a little boy, there were only 13. I mean, 48. 48, and then it became 50 states in the Union. So when Yeshua Ben Nun divided, there were 13, there were how many? There were 12. There were 12. Reuben, Shimon, each one had a section in Eretz Yisrael. So you have states, and you have cities in the state. You're not supposed to have a border dividing the state. So South Dakota from North Dakota, you're not supposed to have the border go through the middle of the city. Either that city, either the border goes below or the border goes above. The only one the Gemara has a machlekes about is the end of Sanhedrin, where the Chokni Nirachas was Shvatim Adam. So even if one should assume that you don't divide. The Mizbeach is supposed to be Bechelka Shel Binyamin, and the Malchus is because Yerushalayim Al Pi Din has two halachas. It's the capital, it's the political capital Al Pi Din of Eretz Yisrael. No, they don't have the right to tell Al Pi Din. Al Pi Din Yerushalayim is the capital of Medinas Yisrael. The Rambam quotes a din, Perek Aleph and Hilchos Sanhedrin. When you have Malchus Ben David, their offices, their government offices have to be in Yerushalayim. And when you have Rabin, it's not allowed to be in Yerushalayim. That's what it says in the Rambam. It doesn't exactly say it. It says when you have a Malchus, it says when you have any Malchus other than Malchus, they don't. It could be if it's a democracy, the whole thing doesn't apply, whatever. I don't know. That's what Shabbat. Some say that the American government is doing the Jewish Israel a favor by not recognizing Jerusalem as the capital. Because if Jerusalem is the capital, then they're right on the Yisrael of the Rambam. I'm quoting that Yerushalmi, that it's prohibited for any government other than the Malchus, they don't, to have their government offices. And Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Al Pi Din is the capital, the political capital of Eretz Yisrael, only for the real Malchus and Imperium. But if you're not the real McCoy, then you're not allowed to have your offices in Yerushalayim. So the government has to have their political offices in the Chelta Shal Yehuda, because the Yosef Shevet Yehuda, the government that was Birchas Yaakov. And also in Birchas Yaakov, he says that the Shechina Shadi, the Chelta Shal, Baboyke Yechal Ad, Vala Erev Yechalek Shol, what was the prophet to Binyamin? Binyamin Zeh Yitro, alluding to the Yudea. That's what the Targum Munkle is explaining. Targum Munkle doesn't give me Grosha, it's not like Targum Yenis and Menazir. He just gives Pshita Shal Mikro. But he says, Binyamin Zeh Yitro, Binyamin Ba'are Tishre Shechinto, the Shechina Bishur in his section, or Bahasante and his Nachlo Yizbenei Magdusho, the Beis HaMikdash will be built, Baboyke Yechal Ad, Vala Erev Yechalek Shol, means they'll bring the Talmud Shal Shachar, and the Talmud Shal Bein HaAbayim. That's what the Gemara says, the Mizbeach must be built, the Chalto Shal Torah, in Yomim Zev Yitro. That was the tradition that the Tanaim had, the Mizbeach must be built, because this Havtoch and this Bracha that Yaakov gave to the Yomim was referring to the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach had to be built, the Chalto Shal Torah. So the Gemara says, this border cut through the Beis HaMikdash, and Pum cut through at that spot. So the Mizbeach, if they would have built it, and Mizbeach has to be, the Rama writes, in Hilchot Beis HaBchir, Makam HaMizbeach Mechuv V'Yosef. The Makam HaMizbeach is very precise. It has to be doctor over there. That's the place where Adam Rishon brought a korban. That's the place where Noach brought a korban after the Mabon. And that's the place where the Akedah Yitzchak was. And that's the place where the korbanos were brought in by Rishon and by Sheni. That's where it's going to be in Bais HaShlish and Mechuv V'Yosef, exactly that spot. So you have to make a Mizbeach there. You're going to make the full 32 by 32. So the Gemara says, this Amo, this 31 Amos, and this over here, that belongs to Shevet Yehuda. You're not allowed to have even an inch of the Mizbeach on Shevet Yehuda. So they chopped off that part of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, the whole Mizbeach was the Chelta Shal Binyan. A very funny border. Why did the border go like that? I don't know. That's what the Gemara explains. That's what the Gemara explains. That's the reason why it was not permissible to have a normal looking Mizbeach. Because this part of the east side would have been the Chelta Shal Yehuda, and that's not allowed. The Maharsho has a comment that Nat Gemara in Zohar Daf Tama, the Chidushi Agoda, the tiny letters in the Maharsho, he says because you're not allowed to have, you have to have a separation of church and state. If you're going to have the Mizbeach, it's going to be the Shevet of Yehuda, the government is going to be controlling the religion. So that's not good. The government controls the Rabbanut. If the government controls the religion, so that's not good. You have to have the Kohanim. The religion has to be separate, and Yehuda, that's the government. The Yomim, that's the religion. This thing like this, separation of church and state. Not exactly separation of church and state, because Allah says that you curse on Allah mitzvahs. The government is supposed to force people to keep mitzvahs if they don't want them. Now, but we have a different idea. We also have an idea of separation of church and state, but not the way to go in that. We have the way to Mashiach. It's a different kind. Yes, so this is what this area is all about. You have Kotchim Kotchim, and you have Kotchim Kalam, and you have many different dinim over here. You have Korbanos Chayv, and you have Korbanos Kedoshim. You have Kedushas Damim Lamizbeach, and you have Kedushas Guf Lamizbeach, and you have Kedushas Korban, all these different ideas. There is a special din, it's written over here, in the opening Pesukim, Yakir Voto Liritono. But the Gemara says in Erech and Daf Chof that this din applies to all korbanos except for Mechus Shekapara. It's another division over here. Those who are learning the Daf Yomi just came across in the Dorim Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara draws a distinction between korbanos Mechus Shekapara as opposed to all other korbanos. Sometimes the korban is offered as a matir. Let's say the Nazir at the end of the Naziris brings the korban to end his Naziris. Or a Zav, Zavo, or Yomedes, or a Mitzorah brings the carbon at the end as the Gmar HaTahara. Just like a person is tevel in the mikveh, and that removes tumah. So when the Zav, the Zava, the Yomedes, and the Mitzorah shake off their tumah, they go into the mikveh, so they're still Mechusri Kapar, they're still not fully Tahor. Tavol the Yoba, after they go to the mikveh, they're Tahor, they're permitted to eat Maizu Sheni. Tzvul Yom, they're not permitted to eat Truma until they have Hayr Shemesh. And after they had Hayr Shemesh, they're still only permitted to eat Truma, but they're still not permitted to eat Kotchim or enter into the Beis HaMikdash because they're Mechusri Kapara. So Mechusri Kapara has to bring the Korban as a Gemar HaTahara. Or the Nozir also brings Korban, is also like something like Mechusri Kapara. Mechusri Kapara doesn't mean he's missing a Kapara. If the guy's Mechal Shabbat B'Shoyeh, he's missing a Kapara until he brings the Korban. That's not cool. We would call that the Mechusri Kapara, is missing Kapara, but that's not what it means in the Talmud. In The Gemara Machos de Kapara means that the nature of the carbon is that it's like a matir or it's a metahir. So the Gemara says that's a weaker carbon, that's a lower level of a carbon. The Gemara says this pasuk, Yakrov Losa Lirtzono, that all carbonists have to have a hakrova, vidaito, only applies to normal carbonists, doesn't apply to the Machos de Kapara. Let's say you have a baby, it's a zav. A Tinek Ben Yomer can be a zav if he has the disease of zivah. It can be a zav. It can't be a balkari until he's 9 years old because he's not a bar tashmish. He can't have tashmish. So Amy has to be a zav. He's not a balkari until after the age of 9. But it can be a zav. A zav is a disease. It has nothing to do. They're two different things. Balkari and zivah are different things. But Tinek Ben Yomer can be a zav. A little baby can be a zav also. A little baby girl can be a zav or a nida. So if you have, let's say, a little baby is a zav or a mitzorah or something like that, and then they become tohor, and you want to bring the karbonis on their behalf in order they should be in ganzen tohor, you're going to say that since the child is a katan, a cherishat of a katan is a lab bar das. A lab bar das is not lirtzono, so you can never have the gemar ha-tahara. You can never complete the tahara process until they'll become bar mitzvah. But that's what the gemara says, no, but that's an exception to the rule. The karbonis, mechusri kapare, where the karbon is, for the purpose of serving as a matir or a matahir, that can be brought even shalom midaitah. That's not a problem. But by all other kabbans, you need after midaitah. This din is midaitah, this Yaakov Bozer Tzonah doesn't only mean, people make a mistake, they think, of course, when you market the Shabbam, you have to have das. When you market the Shabbam, no, the Gemara said Beferish, that's not what it means. That's cheaper. When you buy, when you sell, make the chamemke, get the gush, whenever you do a market, of course you need midaitah. So of course you need das when you market. The Gemara says, no, it's a bigger chiddush. Let's say somebody with Mahal Shabbos B'Shoigim, and I want to, and he's poor, and he has to bring a carbon chattis, and he can't afford it. I want to do him a favor, so I'll be makrish a carbon chattis, I'm not sure he's kappa b'chaveri. I'll be makrish a carbon that he should be yoytze with. So he's the bala carbon for kapara purposes. It'll be yoytze for him, it won't be yoytze for me. I was Mahal Shabbos B'Shoigim, he was. So, if I'm being makrish the carbon, he's not being makrish, do you need his das, b'shas hafrosha? He's not doing the Hakdashah. He's not doing the Hakdashah. So the Gemara says yes. The Gemara says Beferish. In Erech and Daf Kof and Aleph. That's included in this passage. Yaakov Osir Tzono. You shouldn't only think that it means that when you're Magdash and Korban, you have to have Das Hakdashah. No, there's a Pshita, of course, you need Das Hakdashah. A Maisa Hakdashah is like a Maisa Kinyan, like a Kedushin. Every ma'aseh that the person does has to be done midaita. This means even if someone is marfish al benoshe, he's kapha b'chavera, you still need, and I'm doing the hafrosha on his behalf, you still need his das. And the Gemara says he needs his das at two times. That's how Tosis reads the Gemara. The Chazon Ish has an essay which shows the Tosis there, Achal from the base, and Erechon reads the Gemara like that. Yakriv osa liritzono, you need the das of the miskaper, of the person on whose behalf the korban is offered, at two moments in time. Hakrova. One is Yakrov, one is Hakrova, one is Hafrosha, and one is Kapora. Hafrosha means when you magdish the carbon, and the Kapora means when you do the Shchita, Kabbalah Halacha this week, the Dalar Avoy de Saddam, that Amaki. You see from that Gemara that the Hafrosha is the Tchilas HaKapora, because it says Yakrov also Lirtzono. And the Gemara understands that this din of Lirtzono, that you need Das, of the Bala carbon, in order that we should be yoyted with the carbon, is needed both b'shas hakdoshe, b'shas hafroshe, and b'shas kapore, b'shas dalad avodas adam. So you see that the hakdoshe sakorben is the tchilas hakapore. Let's say somebody makes their pair of tefillin, somebody ties tzitzis on a talus. So that's not the tchilas hamitzvah, that's a hachonas cheptashon mitzvah. Then when you wear the talus, when you wear the tefillin, then you're it. Somebody made a sukkah. So that's the hachonas cheptashon mitzvah. Then when you sit in the sukkah, that's the tchilas hamitzvah. But when someone is mafresh a carbon and then you do the dalad avodas adam, the hafrashas hakarbon is the tchilas hamitzvah. It's not some preparation of the object to enable you to do the mitzvah of hakrovas hakarbon later. If you're not makdish the carbon, then you're not going to have a carbon to do the avodas to. No, the hakdash is the beginning of the kapara. That's what we see from that gemara and many other gemara. Many gemara that Rabbi Yosef Engel raises this question, one of his twelve. Should I assume that hakdashas hakarbon is just a hakhonah? Preparation of the cheftish on mitzvah, like making a pair of tefillin, or should I say no, that the hakdosh is the tchilas hakapor. So there are quite a few rayas to indicate like this. This Gemara Nechen is one of the rayas. The Gemara has an interesting idea. We're usually used to thinking of zochel yodim shlo defonov as a concept that appears in the Zikin. If I want to give somebody a matan and he's not here, so I give it to somebody else and I tell him, you pick it up and you be there for him. But I have a karka. If I give the karka and the matan to somebody else and they're afraid that I'm going to back out until the makabala matan is going to come. So you'll make a kinyan on the karka on behalf of Pliny, and Pliny will be kind of the karka based on the principle of Zachon Yadam Shalai Bifana. Does the halach of Zachon Yadam Shalai Bifana to ever appear in the areas of Isra Hetah? Or is it only restricted to Dini Moment? So the Gemara in the first parak in Ksubis says that Zachon Yadam Shalai Bifana Dini works by Ger Kotam Atbinam Oswal Dazed. So that's not the Mahmoud at all. But if you learn the Tesis, there's a long Tesis in Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches and Beis, the first Daf and Terek Mitzvah Morah. The Tesis there has a whole different interpretation of that Gemara. It doesn't mean that that's the Pshat HaMekubal in the Gemara, but the Tesis reinterprets the old Gemara, so it comes out that the Gemara never said that. Comes out that you don't really need Zoch and the Avish Lev Bifan. Zoch and the Avish Lev Bifan, explanation. Ma lono lehismatzes bedoro. Why doesn't have to go out of their way to the Megair Ger Kotin? Why do they go looking for trouble? So the Gemara says, no, you're not looking for trouble. It's a nice thing to do. But the Geris itself doesn't really rest on the principle of Zoch and the Avish Lev Bifan. You can't be Megair a person bal karcha, but as long as there's no opposition, you can be Megair a person without Das. There's no need for Das Geris. That's the Tesis Hoch. There's no need for Das Geris. A goy can be converted without das, as long as it's not bal karcha. That's what Tosfos says in effect in Sanhedrin. So there, according to that Tosfos, you're not really using the principle of Zochel Yom Shleid Afan. So do you ever find Zochel Yom Shleid Afan in other areas outside of Nezikin? So rather you find the Feirish, the Gemara says in Nidor, on the same Daf, on Daf Lam and Vav. The Gemara in Nidor, Daf Lam and Hey, Daf Lam and Vav speaks about somebody. The Mafish Chumas and Maisis on behalf of somebody else. And the Gemara says the fair that it's based on the principle of Zochel Yom Shleid Afan, the whole sugya like that. That's what the famous Rashba is about, Zochel Liyadam, not Zochel Neyadam. It's not Daf, and it's not Daf Lamazov. And in this Gemara, in Erech and Daf Chof also, the simple Pshat in the Gemara, where the Chazanish and the Tosfos interpret that Gemara, the simple reading, even without, simple reading of the text of the Gemara is that the principle of Zochel Yom Shleid Afan plays a role over here. That you really should need Lirtzono Vishas Yakriv Hakrovin. Hakrovin consists of two parts. Hafrosha, there's the Hafrosha and the Kapora. The Kapora means the Dalar Avodas Adam. But one or the other, one of them can be covered with the principle of Zochel Yom Shleid Afan. Even if I don't ask him and he doesn't explicitly give his consent, we have the right to assume that he probably would be happy that someone else is paying for the Korban on his behalf. But maybe he won't be so happy. Maybe Nicholas Linish will never admit for the Mamre. Maybe he'll want to do this himself. So tomorrow's a whole discussion. What's the psychological umdin? Is it a sus or is it not a sus? But tomorrow said the favor said the principle of Zach and the other Shlai Bifana applies even in areas that are non Nizikin. In Kotchim and in Geirus and in Hafrasha Struma and areas of it that are had. It's not a fella at all. Because what's the marker of Zachon Yadam Shleid Afan? Where is the whole marker of Chumash that is such an institution of Zachon Yadam Shleid Afan? So the Gemara, the beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushin, says the marker in the Chumash is the pasuk of Nasiach and Nasiach Lamata. That when they divided, when they did Chalukas HaOretz in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, before they waged the war, it's an interesting Chalukas HaOretz. There was Shevish Ekipshu and Shevish Echilku. So they divided. It took 7 years to divide Eretz. 7 years to conquer Eretz Sof and Alam and Aleph and Lochim. Then it took 7 years to divide Eretz Israel fully. But the Pesukim and Yeshua say that they divided Eretz Israel before they began to fight all the wars. And that was done. The division of Eretz Sof and Shvatim was done with the representatives of each one of the Shvatim that was singled out in the Chumash. In Chumash Bamidbar, it says each Shevet should have one Nasi representing him. In order to divide Eretz Yisrael before they start the Kibush Haaretz. What in the world is that all about? No one understands. So the Rambam gives you the Pashtem. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Trumas explains that there is a principle that Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. You need to have Kibush Rabim to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. And the Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael on the days of Yeshua Ben Nun was the Kibush V'chiluk. That had to have Kibush, the Shevish Kibush and the Shevish Echilku. So the Kibush had to be done as a Kibush Rabim on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael. So how was it done as a Kibush Rabim? They had the Shevet Binyamin was fighting for that area of Shevet Binyamin. What are they going to have Shevet? They're going to have troops. The troops are going to have Shvarts and Weiss all together. Shvarts and Ashkenazim and Jews and non-Jews. It's not going to work. Of course, you're going to have the French are going to be separate, and the Jews are going to be separate, and the Italians are going to be separate. You're not going to mix in American soldiers with the Arab soldiers, with Canadian soldiers. It's not going to work. So when they had Kibush Haaretz also, they had Shevet Binyamin had their own battalion, Shevet Yehuda had their own battalion. So which Shevet, which battalions are going to fight for which exes? You're going to have Shevet Binyamin fighting for the section that's going to have to belong to Shevet Asher. That does make sense. So Shevet Binyamin fought for the section that Shevet Binyamin is going to get. The soldiers from Shevet Asher fought for that section that Shevet Asher is going to get. So the Rambam says, well, that raises the problem. If Asher is fighting for the Shevet Asher area, so that's Kibush Yachid. We're fighting, we're taking. They're fighting and they're taking. They're fighting and they're taking. Each guy's fighting and taking whatever he wins. It does not smack like, it sounds like a Kibush Yachid. So the Rambam writes, that's why the Rebbe Yishmael was mitzavah, that they should do the halukas, they should draw a map. They should make the halukas ha'oretz before they begin waging the war. So that, what do you mean halukas ha'oretz? What kind of a halukas? The real halukas was later, the Shevish Chilku followed the Shevish Kibshim. But they made a halukas ha'oretz on a map. It wasn't the halukas of the Goyro with the Urim and Thummim. That was later, the Shevish Chilku. They made a halukas ha'oretz on a map, just the plan in the strategy room, just the plan that, look, this is Eretz Yisrael. Going to belong to the whole Klal Yisrael. All the Shvatim, we're all fighting for everybody, but it doesn't make sense. We should send Shevet Yehuda over there, and then they should come back over here. We send Shevet Yisrael over there to fight, and then they should move back over here. Each Shevet is going to fight for their area, but they shouldn't think that they're only fighting for their area and they're going to take their area. That'll be a Kibush Rab, that'll be a Kibush Yachid, that it won't be Mekadesh. So the word is that we're all fighting on behalf of everybody, to win everything on behalf of everybody, and that was with the purpose of making everything into a Kibush Rab. That's what the Rambam explains in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Trumas. That's what the whole idea of the din was, Nasi Echa, Nasi Echa Lamadim. So the Gemara asks in the beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushin, and how did, pray tell, how did the Nasi represent his whole Shevet? And they made that Chalukah, the Shvatim, on the map. And they just drew the map in the strategy room before they waged the Shevet Kibshu, before the war. So how did the Nesiim represent the people in Shevet? First, the Gemara says it was Medin Shlichus. And this pasuk, Nasi Yach and Nasi Yach, is the marker of the institution of Shluchus Lagos. Then the Gemara says it can't be, because many of the people who were getting a Chelek Baretz were Ktanim. So Ktanim can't appoint a Shlich. The Gemara says it must be that is Medin Zalchi on the Shlichus Lagos. Then it's a question whether the Gemara backs out from that or not. But you see from the Gemara that that's the marker of the institution of Zalchi on the Shlichus Lagos. So there, that was Issa V'Hetta. It's not Didi Mominus. That's Issa V'Hetta. Kibush Ha'oretz. Kibush Ha'oretz, that's Mekadosh Eretz. Kibush Ha'oretz, that is Yekoyne. Kibush Mohammed's opinion. That's Didi Mominus. But Kibush Ha'oretz is Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. That should be a Kibush Rabin. As opposed to a Kibush Yochid. This is pure Issa V'Hetta. It's not Didi Mominus at all. It's the whole marker of the institution. Of Zohar Merav Meshlev Efonov. Is in a parish of Issa V'Hetta. So it's not a Pella. It's not such a Pella. That the halacha applies the zochni on the shlag b'fanav even to areas of Yisrael.
What was the
rationale
there? That's what they were doing. They pointed out on the position of the word. What were they doing for
him? That the waging of the battle should be elevated to the level of a kibush rabim as opposed to a kibush yochid, in order that everything should accomplish, in order that the battling should accomplish at dusha sar.
How does the theater play on that?
This is a different kind of zochen. Let's say the zochen by ger kotzen, zochen over here. Zochen means that you can grant das on behalf of someone else who doesn't even know what you're doing for him. Whenever you need someone's das in the area of Yisrael Hether, so even though the person is not around and he doesn't know that there's an issue, I can grant das on his behalf if it's an umdir in the muhaf, that he would have certainly wanted this. But here, they all wanted that the waging of the war in Eretz Yisrael should not just be a war like all the wars. They wanted that it should be a holy war, that it should be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, that it should be the Shevish Kibshu, that should lead to the Kedusha Sar. In order that it should lead to being Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, has to be a Kibush Rabim. In order to be a Kibush Rabim, you have to have this plan in advance that the whole Eretz Yisrael should be conquered by the whole Klal Yisrael on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael. But this was done only by 12 people. It wasn't done. They didn't consult everybody. But the 12 people represented all the members of their Shevet based on the principle of Zohar and Shlag Upan. They were offering their das as a substitute for the individual das. Same thing, the Gemara concludes there in Kiddushin, that you really don't, you really learn out the din of apotropos. You really learn out the din of apotropos from the parsha, that the Nasiach and Nasiach Lamate represented the Shvatim, the Torah's apotropos, because it couldn't be a simple case of Zachin, because it's problematic. Shika Nichalei Bahar and Nichalei Bibika, Shika Nichalei Bibika and Nichalei Bahar. But the Gemara says it couldn't be a simple case of Zachin, it has to be that it's a special case of apotropos. So also you see in that Gemara that apotropos works even in Nisa Behetzer. It doesn't only work in Didi Mamas. We're used to thinking of apotropos in Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra, and other Mesistas, and the Tzubas. We're talking about an apotropos of Amani. But you see Mefurish from the Gemara that apotropos works in Nisa Behetzer also. In fact, there's a Pnei Yeshua, and Tzubas Dachid Aleph and Aleph, and the Shach, and the Kudus HaKesef, and Yeredeya, and the Simin Shinhei, the Simin Sigin Aden. But he said that apotropos works by Ger Kotman, the Dina Masa Abdal Ben. Rashi learned that it's Medina apotropos. The Shach and the Pnei Yeshua point out that Rashi also has Medina apotropos. The people have apotropos in the area of Yisra Heter. We only use apotropos in the area of the Imam. The answer is no, it's not a kasha. The work of apotropos starts from the parsha of Kibush Arif. Kibush Arif was Yisra Heter. It wasn't the Imam. A little bit the Imam, but the Nesim representing the Shvatim, the Torah's apotropos was for an issue of Yisra Heter. It wasn't at all for an issue of the Imam. Hefshid b'nituach, here in Pasuk Vav, Hefshid b'nituach is not an avodah, that doesn't need a coin. The first place in the world, Hefshid b'nituach. Nituach is a din, the Gemara says, v'nita chayisa lu nisachel, lo nisachel, lo nisachel, it's more chulin, you know. You can't just cut up the korban into 1,000 pieces and burn it, the oil, burn it on the mizbeach. There are specific pieces, there are specific chalokim, how it should be cut. The Mishnayis and Yuman, the Mishnayis and Talmud describe it. And you're not allowed to cut those pieces into further pieces. That's halacha. V'nita chayisa lu nisachel, lo nisachel, lo nisachel. This whole didn't have shid nituach. It didn't have to be done by a kohen. It's not an avodah. It's a mitzvah. It's a, but it wasn't an avodah. Then the Torah has the din because the chel of the dam is supposed to be for the purpose of haktoras emurim on the mizbeach, and the dam is for the purpose of kapora. So that's why the Torah prohibits. That's what it says in the chumash time before. That's why the Torah forbids us from having any chel of the dam. Kol dam has the kachem v'chadam lo yisachelu. The end of Revi, Kukas on the Rostech, Mechom Shtechem, not only in Behemoth Kotchen, even in Behemoth Chulin, he never permitted to eat Chelev Redam. There is one Chelev that he used to burn the Alyo, he used to burn the Alyo Tzmimah when they brought him a Tzon Korbonoi, then you bring an Alyo also, you bring the tail, the fatty tail. But the Alya is Mutza Lehedyo. The Alya, not all of the Chelev that they burnt on the Mizbeach is also Lehedyo. The Alya is Mutza Lehedyo. Unless it's the carbon. Unless it's the carbon has to be burnt on the Mizbeach, then they're not allowed to eat. But if it's a Behemoth Chulin, then not. What about Dam? The Dam that we're not allowed to eat includes Dam that would not be Nizrak al Mizbeach. The Gemara has the machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnayis increases. There's machlekes with Yud and the Rabbanim. What about dam atamtis? Dam shanashama yotz, but there's dam that you chayv koris on, and there's dam that the nisa deraisa, but you're not chayv koris on. So dam shanashama yotz, that's what you chayv koris for. The dam that first comes first, let's say a guy, you cut the animal's neck a little bit. It starts to bleed. You cut your finger, it's going to bleed. You cut the animal's neck, it's going to start to bleed. The animal's not going to drop that. It's put a bandage. The animal will survive, but as you keep on cutting, and enough dam gushes out, so you're going to reach a point that dam shanashama yotzbo, this gushing out of the dam, is killing the animal, because the pashtus is that the definition of life is blood circulation, and when enough dam comes out, so then the blood circulation has collapsed. A guy called me up last night from Eretz Yisrael, his grandfather's dying in Oklahoma, so he said, 12 o'clock at night, of course. And he can't speak English well, so he wants me to call his uncle in Oklahoma as a conservative Jew, and I should convince him that he should only take off the respirator when he's brain dead. Shouldn't take off, because he asked the poisik and the yeshiva, and the poisik goes off, you don't want to take off the respirator when he's brain dead. So I said, how do you know? I don't know where he's going to go. I said, how do you know he's allowed to take off when he's brain dead? Anyway, whatever it is. But that has, brain dead has nothing to do with life or death, has nothing to do, it has to do with blood circulation. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It's such a concept as dam shanashama yotzebo, when enough blood gushes out, so there's no more blood circulation. So then the person is considered dead. The dam that comes out before the dam that comes out after that, so that's not Koris. That's an Isolah, but that's not Koris. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that even on the other dam that's called Dam HaTamsis, even Dam HaTamsis, there would be an Isol Koris, even though it's not Dam Shal Shama Yotzeba. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, Moed Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that even Dam HaTamsis has an Isol Koris, Moed Rabbi Yehuda, that it's no good for Zrika Agabi Hamizbech. It's not Mechaper. Because the pasuk is mashma later in Chumash. The pasuk is mashma vayikra. So later said that the purpose, the dam, ani nesat v'lachem al mizbeach l'chaper, is only ki adam hu anefesh. Ani nesat v'lachem. The dam she neshama yotzibo, that's good for kapor. Dam she neshama yotzibo is not good for kapor. So you see that it's possible to have an isa dam according to Rav Yehuda. You can have isa dam with koreis. You can have koreis on dam. Hatam says, even though it's not kosher for Zrika HaMikveh, maybe it's possible, is it possible to have a chelev, that we should be forbidden to eat a chelev that should have an Issa Koris with it, and it's mamish not Korib on the Mizbeach? The opposite, we know, you have Alya, which is Korib on the Mizbeach, by a Kebis. Alya of the Kebis is Korib, but it's Muta Bachila. If it's a Behemas Chulim, it's Muta Bachila. So that we know, there is something that's korev on the mizbeach and it's not chelev. But can you have the reverse, something which is not korev on the mizbeach and a korban, and it is chelev with it is a korev? Can you have such a thing? By dam, Rav Yehuda says you have it. You have dam atamtzis, which is korev if you lead it, and it's not kosher as we call gavei mizbeach. Aloy de rabbanon, you have dam atamtzis. Dam atamtzis is also. Dam atamtzis is also, but there's no korev if it's. Chelev is a machlekes harishonim. Places in every treifus had. There was a big machlekes harishonim on this issue. Is it possible to have such a thing? And in Europe, they had different medinas, different parts of Germany. Bnei Reinis and Bnei Esterreich had a machlekes about certain, like you have a sinemoni kibrox. They had shilas, a kidney is Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys as far as Jews. So the shilas of someone visiting somebody else can eat their chelev. Maybe there's a blias chelev. So they used to have such a thing. In the days of Hashem, they didn't have this kidneys issue because it's far from having met the Ashkenazim. They didn't have any intermarriage with them. They never had any Gibrox, but non-Gibrox, everybody ate Gibrox. But they used to have this issue. They had this divisive issue. That B'nai Esterreich and B'nai Reines were Mechuluk and an Easter Chorus, not Chassidish and Hogan, Ashkenazim and Hogan. And an Easter Chorus. That half of them held that a certain chunk of Chelev has an Easter Chorus. The others held that Yechwan Dovim is both, that it had to go. That you're permitted to eat it. So there was a shayla, there was an issue of Mliyat Kalim. So there was a discussion in the Rishayim. The Mordechai places quotes, in it, Abel Trafis, about certain halachot, certain parts of Kalim, certain fats, which were not Korib on the Mizbeach at all, but the Gemara seems to describe what Kalim is also. This Kalim corresponds to what the Gemara describes. So that's the shayla. Is that possible? That there's a Kalim that's also Shemit Koris, and it was never Korib on the Mizbeach? Like Rav Yehuda holds by Dam, like Dam HaTamsis, there was such a thing, and Issa Koris on Dam HaTamsis, even though Dam HaTamsis was not kosher, it was recalled Gav Yom HaTamsis. Yeah, the Gemara said the color changes. First is one color, then it changes the second time. So that whole while that it's gushing out, not just the mashahu, but that whole while that it has that color, that's called Dam Shana Shamayot.
Dam Tamsis
before that? Or after? Both. Both are called Dam Tamsis. Dam really means the dam that you fetch out later. Let's say I have a piece of flesh that I didn't store, then I squeeze that dam, so that's called Dam Tamsis. But the machlek zavirah bar Dam Tamsis means the dam before and the dam after. That gushes out when you shed the name, or the dam, if you don't salt your flesh, you eat the dam. So that would be called Dam HaTamsis, the original Dam HaTamsis. Yeah, Dam Shana 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 is the middle point of gushing. The first gushing is not Mishama Yashiva. And then the Gemara describes the color of the dam is going to change, and then it's going to change it again. So the middle dam is the Dam Shana Shana Yashiva. You have different times when you burn the korbanos. Normally you eat the korbanos. except for a carbon oil. A carbon chatas is normally eaten. But sometimes you burn your carbon chatas. One is that sometimes if it's pigol noisim tamei, you have to burn it because it's nifsal. Sometimes you burn it if it's chatos hapnimios, then you burn it kimitzvasar. Nothing went wrong when you burn it. So there's a paradoxical halacha here. If you have chatos hapnimios and it's nishrab kimitzvasar, then it's nishrab kutl sholosh machi. Then you burn it outside of Yerushalayim. Also in the chutz lamachi. If it's pigol noisim tamei, it's nishrab shaloi kimitzvasar, then you have to burn it in the azara. Then you have to burn it in the Azor. You have to burn it in the Azor if it's kachin kachin. If it's kachin kalim and the machma achila is Yerushalayim, then you have to burn it in Yerushalayim. If it's kachin kachin and the machma achila would have been the Azor, then you have to burn it in the Azor. The Mishlam Melech quotes the Rishonim have 2 days. We don't have any place. We have any sheet in Kovetis on the side. Mishlam Melech quotes the 2 sheets. There is a klal in the Gemara in Yuma. Ein yishiv ba'azara ela lemalchei beis dover levad. No one is permitted to sit in the azara. There is a Gemara in Gitin in the beginning of Mishach. So the Gemara has 2 blots of medical. All those were pre-mentioned. Study that Gemara. Not follow what it says there. But the Rashi says in the name of the Grand, whoever follows the medical aids that the Gemara says is dama ferosho. That medicine just doesn't work with one of them. So the Gemara says there in the beginning of Mishach that it's very unhealthy to eat food when you're standing. You have to sit when you're eating the food. And after you finish eating, you have to sit for another few moments, not to run right away. I'm just taking them out. The old ladies say that if you eat while you're standing, you get fat legs. That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's unhealthy, but it says you get fat legs. So this is a shaila. If the din requires that you should eat, whenever the Kohanim eat korbanos, they should eat for the mashkul of gudur, the avsham lochamach, and they have to eat in a very fancy fashion, and they have to eat the Bisar HaChatas and the Bisar HaOsham in the Azorah, and then Yishevi Bazar Malchut Bezdov Levant. They have to eat standing, and standing is abnormal. So how did they ever fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Chatas and Achilas Bisar HaOsham? By eating in the Azorah in a standing position. You have to eat it in a very becovetic fashion. Kedar Shaham Lochem Oichlin. What? Malochem eat standing up. Malochem eat, they have saved, they relax, they serve, they take their time. Shaf, they stand. The Malochem are going to eat. You're going to eat their sandwich in a fast food joint, standing at the counter. The whole thing is a tell. The Tesis has 2 days about this. The Balmer Tesis is a wonder. Somebody said the Kohanim had a special hat to sit for the purpose of Achilas Kotcha Kotcha. Otherwise, it would be in violation of the Mashkul of Dula, Kedar Sham Lachmol. The other Shem said, no, you have to stand. It's not Lachmol. You got to stand. You have no choice. So you have to stand. The Olam Day is a simple solution. I don't know that Bali Yates didn't give it. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in his sefer. Ein Yeshiva in his first simen in Asvan Deraisa as a charitas. He quotes often in din, and the din is Ein Yeshiva Azara El Lamalte Beis Gadol Levad only applies in the Azara proper. In the Lishkas Habruyas, in the Lishkas on the side, there were rooms on the side that were built on the Mokam Azara, but there were separate rooms with walls. The pieces that were mapsim from the rest of Azara. So the Issa Tesis and Yuma shows from the Gemara, the Issa Yeshiva Ba'azara doesn't apply in those Lishkas Habnias Ba'chodesh and the Lishkas, some of the Lishkas, some yes, some no. And some of the Lishkas on the side, and the Gemara says the famous Mishnah, you say, in those Lishkas on the side, you can eat Kochi Kochi. But really the problem can be solved simply. You didn't really need either opinion in Tesis. One opinion in Tesis was, you have to eat the Kochi Kochi standing. The other opinion is no. You have no prayer, they're allowed to sit down in the Azar, they're allowed to violate what's normally an Isser of the Yeshiva Bazar. There's a simple solution to the whole problem. Let him eat all the Kachi Kachim and the Lishkas on the side. You can eat it, and you can relax, and you can do Barakhara. So you won't have any violation, and it'll be Lamashkal and Gul. It's a little strange why the Rishonim, why the Bali Atezim didn't mention that. The many Rada talks about the dinner today said with it. Simon Aleph, he talks about the Nibla Saif Toham, Tamiya Beis of Leah. Nibla Saif Toham, Tamiya Beis of Leah. A pasuk here in today's Sevi, it says there are 3 Averis, which if you violate, then you have to bring a Chatzis Olivyo. A Chatzis Olivyo means if you can afford it, you bring a Behem. If you can't afford it, you bring an Oif. And if you can't afford that, you bring a Mincha. Oil of the yard goes up and it goes down. I remember I had a professor for Bible in Yeshiva College who didn't know what oil of the yard was. One of his students was talking about oil of the yard, so he thought that oil of the yard was referring to the 15 steps that separated between Ezra's Yisrael and Ezra's Noshim. But everybody went up and down on the steps. Oil of the yard. Olav Yorid is not steps. Olav Yorid is not an elevator. Olav Yorid is a carbon chatos. Even though it says Oshon, it's a carbon chatos. Chatos Olav Yorid. Olav Yorid means if you can afford it, you have to pay more. And Yorid means if you can't afford it, you pay less. When do you have this break to bring an Olav Yorid in today's Sedra? You have Ashiras Dalas and Dali Dalas here. You have such a din by your letters and by Mitzor also, but there you only have Ashiras and Dalas. You don't have Dali Dalas. And here it's for kapara purposes. Here it's for forgiveness for the Avera. So the three Averas are Shvuas Bitui, Shvuas Oedus, and Tumas Migdash Vikadosha. Each one has a separate perik in Masecha Shvuas. The Shvuas Oedus is a perik, Shvuas HaPikodin. Shvuas HaPikodin is Hashem Zedus. You have Shvuas Oedus is one perik, and Shvuas Bitui, you have the third perik in Shvuas. Then you have the Tumas Migdash Vikadosha is also there in Shvuas. Lots of Mishnais, a lot of demons there. So these three Averis, the Torah singles out that if you violated any one of these three Averis, then you bring the Chatas Olav Yorid. So when the Torah describes how the fellow was tamei and he entered into the Beis HaMikdash, he ate Karbonis Meshoigeg, so it says any form of tumah. Nefesh HaShadiga B'chol Dov HaTamei B'Niblus Chai Tamei B'Niblus Deim HaTamei B'Niblus Sheret Tamei Kiga B'Tumah Sodom B'chol Tumas HaShit Mubo. And he keeps on repeating Atumah, Atumah, Atumah. So Rashi says one of those HaShayit Mubo is marbe nivla seif tohor. It's a new institution that if you have a chicken that you buy in the A&P, it didn't have a proper shechita, so it's metame. But it's not metame b'magu b'masa u'b'yohel, none of that. It's only metame b'deis ha'bliya, when you swallow it. When you hold it in your hands, it's not metame. When you hold it in your mouth, it's not metame. Only when you swallow it. If you don't swallow it, it's not metame. That's a whole classical discussion in the Sforum from the last 100 years. What kind of an animal is this? What kind of a tumor is it? Is it that the achila is metame? Achila is metame. Or no, it's a din maga. But normally maga is like this. Maga in the mouth is maga beis astorim. So here's a chidish only maga beis astorim. Or maybe I should say it's masa. Maybe it's not maga and it's not achila, it's masa. So each one has a marker in the shem. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, the end of the first paragraph, that says that it's masa. And others say the fairish that it's maga. And others say the fairish that it's achila. And the big nafkamin is ladina. What if I leave the half a gezais now and I leave the half a gezais later? Tech kedei achilas paras. So Rab Chaim has in the sefer on this, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has the same thing as Rab Chaim. They were at the same time, contemporary. So that sounds like a machlokes hatanaim between the sefer and the gemara, whether it will be metame you or not. That's the shaim is the achila metame, so it will be mitztarev tech kedei achilas paras. So no, it's a mago or a maso, so it won't be mitztarev tech kedei achilas paras. And then there's a big difference whether it's mago or maso. What if you leave? What if you'll have, let's say, stuffed cabbage? You take nivlos oif tahor, and then you cover it over with, you wrap it up with food, and then you swallow it. So you can't say it's maga, because the thing that touched the esophagus was the cabbage on the outside. But it is achila, and it is maso. So if the metami is maga, so there was no maga. But if the metami is maso or achila, then it will be maga. There's a big nachkiminis ludinim. So Yosef Engel has in his sefer, not so there I said klal aleph, Rab Chaim has in his sefer, the Ramaman is machlekes, a three-way machlekes, Gemaris, Rishon. No, you know, one didn't even today, sir. Okay, we covered one.